This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
By the way, before I go to David, Alf, and Alf, this is why you and I get along, and that's why I love you, brother, because you see the same thing I did. He goes, on OBJ, the film was really good, and it was shocking when I went over it how many times Lamar just flat out missed them. And that's what I've been saying, that when people went to look at his stats, I go, dude, I watch pretty much all the Raven games, okay? I watch them all. Even though I don't believe in Lamar as a passer, but I root for Lamar, as twisted as it seems. It's just, I don't bullshit, dude. He's just not a good passer. Never will be a good passer. He's just a phenomenal athlete and a freak. But when I watch the games, okay, I watched him miss OBJ a bunch of times, actually. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get to it. How you doing, David? Good morning, sir. Is he hearing me? David?
But I just picked up that. Is he hearing me? It was in and out for a lot of that.
Okay. All right. So how you feeling, man? You feeling good?
Feeling good. Okay. Another week in the books pretty much. And a lot going on still. Always.
Okay. Well, I just reported before you came on, no imminent signing happening with OBJ. Talks are still going on at the moment, but nothing's happening at this second, but it's still alive at this point in time. So what have you heard so far?
Yeah, that's the sense I get. I mean, obviously both sides are interested. OBJ got there very early yesterday morning, and obviously it seems like for all intents and purposes, the visit went well. But there's obviously financials that the two sides have to agree on, and the Dolphins aren't going to throw a huge bag at Odell Beckham Jr. at this stage in his career. And although he is coming off a pretty good season of his highest yards per catch that he's ever had, but still, this is OBJ, two ACL injuries into his career, a couple of devastating ankle injuries, and he hasn't been a Pro Bowler since 2016, so hasn't been a 1,000-yard receiver since 2019. So this isn't the star coming out of LSU, Odell Beckham Jr. He's still got that superstar name attached to him, but I think he'd be a nice number three to slide in behind Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, which is all you need on the Dolphins. But for that reason, Miami isn't going to be throwing huge amounts of money at Odell Beckham Jr. Just try to see if you can get him on a lower, more reasonable deal. And I think that's probably where the two sides are a little bit. Maybe they need to find some common middle ground first.
Yeah. Shore and Greer aren't going to give him a lot of money. It's going to be more incentive based than anything else. What he got with the Ravens was a Christmas gift of all time. He's not getting that stupid contract here in Miami. I'm pretty sure. I'm 1,000% sure.
Well, yeah, he's not getting that. When I saw, I didn't know how much he was getting paid for last season. I saw what was it, 1 year, $15 million. I said, wait, that's how much he was getting for.
That's stupid. That was plain stupidity, because they had the mindset of he was going to be one of their main weapons, which. That's not the mindset here. You're a complementary piece. You're not going to carry. So what I'm going to ask you is, and I'm going to ask you in this sense, because obviously all of us would agree, if it's a big contract, nobody really wants to sign OBJ. So let's assume that Shore and Greer and McKenzie and Allen are giving him a $5-6 million type of dollar deal with a bunch of incentives that if, you know, team success, personal success, he can make a little bit more money, and that's cool. If it's like that, if it's a lower salary based on incentives more than anything else, do you like the fit or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ideal fit would be to have a bigger-bodied receiver to complement Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, but who am I to argue if they want a talent like his as a number three? And I mean, it's going to be very difficult for opposing defenses to cover all those guys. And then you are getting some of the red zone, big body type of pass catcher in Jonnu Smith at the tight end position. So you address that a little bit. I would still want another one at the wide receiver position as well. But who am I to argue if Mike McDaniel feels like it's a good fit to work into what he's trying to do offensively? So I think they'll be able to get him open. He's definitely going to get open when you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle also there. And it's going to take some of the pressure off of those guys as well.
Can I try to explain what I think their thinking is? Because I explained it yesterday. I don't know if you caught it on the show. But last year, you only had two quick twitch players, Waddle and Tyreek. That's it. Your offensive line, because it ended up so injury-riddled, you didn't have time to go through maybe even to the second, even to the third progression. You had time for your first for sure. Maybe there were times to go to the second. You weren't really going to ever have time to go to the third. Rare to go to the second, right? So now you bring Jonnu Smith in, quick twitch player at tight end, right? Clearly one of the three fastest tight ends in the NFL. They're going to have trouble, linebacker, safety, staying with that guy. Plus, he'll be able to body them, which is another plus for Jonnu Smith over players like that. And then you add Odell Beckham. That's another quick twitch player. So that's your fourth receiver out there on out there. So all of a sudden, if your offensive line isn't really holding up the way it needs and you have to make quick decisions, now you have a multitude of players to make those quick decisions with, guys that can get in open spaces quickly. And Odell will be facing the third or fourth best cover person on that team. So that's better for him because he's not facing the one or two. And with Odell, what happened with Waddle his first year? They played him inside a lot. You don't play Odell inside. So if you bring Odell, you put Tyreek and Odell outside. You bring Waddle and Jonnu inside. And then that now you have the quick twitch guys. And obviously, Waddle's way tougher than Odell. So now you give Tua all kinds of options. So I think that's what they're thinking. Well, you and I think big, physical. Hey, get a bigger target. Well, the bigger target's going to be slower, and he's not going to get open as quickly. And if I have issues with my offensive line, he doesn't help me nearly as much. The other guys didn't help me nearly as much. Let me get more speed out on the field because I've got Mostert and Achan coming out of the backfield. Now let me add Odell, and I can mix things up with my receivers because I can now put Waddle inside. Maybe that's their thinking. Just a thought.
Yeah, and we know Mike McDaniel loves his speed, and it would be really interesting having Jalen Waddle more in the slot. Again, that would be something to keep an eye on. And we see it with Mike McDaniel with the look on his face when he's seeing Xavier Worthy at Texas Pro Day, that picture that was floating around, and just the look in his eyes meeting the fastest 40-yard dash runner in Combine history. So you know he loves his speed, so I guess sort of some of that size also was experimented with in the middle of last season, Chase Claypool, and then they couldn't really get him into the packages that they had for him and all that. So, you know, maybe
Gesicki. I mean, he couldn't even figure out how to just run him down for fades, which is terrible. The fact that Flo got Gesicki 70 balls and this guy can't do it, I have a problem with it. But okay, if he's stubborn and he's set in his ways and he just wants speed out on the field, well, then the Odell thing kind of makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, but such different weaponry, too, when Gesicki was it, because it was Devontae Parker and Gesicki, and then after that, it wasn't much else on those receiving corps. Yeah, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, then, yeah, Gesicki isn't going to get very many of those targets.
Yeah, but I think you need that element in an offense. Apparently, yeah. He doesn't.
Right,
he's not big on that. He's just not big enough. Well, he likes fades, but he likes them with midgets. So, which is the weirdest thing. No, let's throw a fade with Tyreek instead. Like, come on, dude. But whatever. Yeah. That's a whole other discussion. But the OBJ thing, I've never been an OBJ guy. Like, you won't find segments ever. There's hundreds and thousands of segments on this channel You'll never find one where I praise OBJ. So 3 days ago when I came out and said, hey, you know, OBJ would be a good option. And then the fire started. You know, it's just because once I was told about it and explained, it makes sense. And again, as long as fiscally you do it this way. Are you talking? I don't hear anything. Is he hearing us? David? Is it a Verizon commercial?
I'm getting you back now.
Okay. Okay. You got a back. Where are you at?
Yeah, but I'm getting you back now. What's the last thing?
Where are you?
Same place as always, but yeah. I'm at Hard Rock Stadium, you see?
You're at Hard Rock.
No, at home, but
you're at home. Okay. So
I feel my laptop is working harder than it usually is. So I don't know. It's not having a good day. But what's the last thing you?
I was just saying that it just makes a lot of sense as long as fiscally you do it this way. If you do it, you know, with the right amount of money, then I have no problem with this gamble whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the key. And that's the thing that the Dolphins are not going to do. Chris Greer, Brandon Shore, they're not going to go ahead and throw away, especially when you have already manipulated the 25 compensatory draft picks where you're already locking in three. They're not going to spend big money to eliminate one of those that would be coming the Dolphins' way. But then aside from that, just the cap situation, they're going to manage it smartly, as we've seen with a lot of the free agency deals that they've pulled off. Jordan Poyer for under $2 million. Jordan Brooks was a nice deal to get where they got him.
The Fuller deal is a really smart deal, bro.
Kendall Fuller, yeah, that was a masterclass right there to pull that off.
Brandon Shore is a badass. Him and Andy Ellisberg.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, those dudes are good, bro. Those dudes are good. They do stuff for their teams that is just magnificent every single time. Short.
That's a huge X factor. That's a huge X factor to have in your front office. And we were just making that same comparison, Perk and I, on our program just yesterday. Same exact thing. Yeah, that Andy Ellsberg factor. It seems the Dolphins have that right now in Brandon Shore.
What the Dolphin fans don't realize, this is the best front office in the history of the Miami Dolphins. And I'm not talking about the 70s and all that, because they didn't have cap and all that. So obviously they only had to worry about their obvious. No, nothing will ever beat those front offices because they won the Super Bowls. They had the teams, but they didn't have to deal with the money and the free agency and all that.
You drafted well. You kept your players. It was a dynasty.
From free agency on, this is the greatest front office the Miami Dolphins have ever had. And that's what people don't realize. There's an article for you right there, buddy. There's an article, because there's no front office that we've had that can create deals like they have drafted as well as they have, are doing things the right way. And they just got to have a little luck, and hopefully the coach grows. But really, if you think about it, in the era of the salary cap, this is the best management team we've ever had.
Yeah, okay. And avoided the not so smart deals, like what you would have had to pay a Christian Wilkins or Rob Hunt, what he got. If you were trying to compete with what the Carolina Panthers were willing to offer, then no chance. So just being smart in that respect as well, even though it hurts to lose those guys, and especially Van Ginkle, but just you can't operate throwing that kind of money out because you fall in love with a player that you've had for 4 or 5 years. And then it's going to hurt everything else you could do around them.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, what do you got going on the Sun Sentinel so folks can check you out?
Yeah, wrapping up another week here. I actually have a feature that I was holding on to on Corey Gaynor, former Miami Hurricanes, and then also Stoneman Douglas from Broward. He finished his career at UNC. He was training locally at Bomarito, so he's got his pro day coming up. So I caught up with him when I swung by Bomarito, so I'll put that out. And then next week, just get into owners' meetings. So we'll be hearing from Mike McDaniel. Maybe we hear from Chris Greer, but definitely Mike McDaniel and all the other head coaches from across the NFL. So you get all these different storylines, just talking to different coaches from across the NFL. And so that'll be good. And also some OBJ watch, some Odell Beckham watch, see what else transpires here in the coming days.
You got it. All right. Follow him on Twitter at @DavidFaronis_ and catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. David, as always, thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Welton Rayom, you got to call my guy, Jeff Welt, monster Dolphin fan, monster Hurricanes fan. Man, he bleeds Canes. And, of course, Daniel Rayom, he is a stud, also a stunt pilot, by the way. Not only a great lawyer, but also a stunt pilot. 954-966-4646, personal injury, criminal defense, condo damage, homeowner property damage, bankruptcy, business owner claims, commercial litigation. Call them 954-966-4646. They're in Hollywood. Doesn't matter where you're at in Florida, man. You could call. The consultation is completely free. So if you don't know if you have a case, maybe you think you have a case, you want to explain it, he'll tell you if you have a case or not and get ready to defend you and win, baby. 954-966-4646 for Welt and Rayom.